6.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Crash investigation, ISIS strike. I'm Elliot Francis. Federal authorities are in Texas this morning investigating the cause of a deadly charter bus crash Saturday. 8 passengers died. 44 people were injured after the bus jumped the highway and rolled over. NTSB's Pete Kotowski. That's what investigators will be looking for.
Specifically, in the highway area, we'll look at highway design, highway features, maintenance, and conditions of the highway at the time of the crash.
The owner of that bus reportedly had been ordered twice last year to take one of its vehicles off the road to fix brake problems. It's not known if that vehicle was one of those buses. ISIS stepping up assaults this weekend with a deadly strike on a gas plant in Baghdad. The city's governor reports 10 people, including 7 police officers and 3 guards, were killed during the assault on the facility north of Iraq's capital. The attack left 24 people injured. I'm Elliot Francis. A published report claims Donald Trump has a history of questionable behavior with women who've worked for him. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
Over the weekend, the New York Times published a lengthy article delving into Donald Trump's history with women. Relying on interviews with some who'd come in contact with Trump, the story paints a picture of, quote, unwelcome romantic advances, unending commentary on the female form, a shrewd reliance on ambitious women, and unsettling workplace conduct, end quote. In response, Trump taking to Twitter to ask, quote, why doesn't the failing New York Times write the real story on the Clintons and women? Bob Costantini, Washington.
Actor Wendell Pierce has been arrested at an Atlanta hotel where he was a guest over the weekend. Police spokesperson says Pierce was arrested Saturday morning outside the Lowe's Atlanta Hotel after a physical altercation with a woman. Pierce was best known for his role as Detective William Bunk Moreland on The Wire, was charged with simple battery and released on $1,000 bond. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Proposed pay raises for Montgomery County employees will go before the county council today.
Instead of giving county employees two-step pay increases in the fiscal year 2017, County Executive Ike Leggett's now asking to postpone the second increase until next year. Council President Nancy Florine.
The recommendation, what I think we're going to do, is to say thanks but no thanks. We're not going to support it quite that way.
She thinks they will approve a 1% cost of living increase and the first step increase. So
collectively, they're looking at about a 4.5% increase anyways.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Monument will remain closed this morning while crews continue to work on an elevator power supply problem that shut down the monument all weekend. The National Park Service says the elevator will be reopened as soon as the repairs are done. Local officials want to make College Park a top 20 college town by 2020.
It's to take advantage of the resources that the university has to offer to bring more jobs to our community and to make College Park a more vibrant place to live.
College Park Mayor Patrick Woyon. The plan is for a mixed-use downtown along Route 1, including luxury apartments, restaurants, and a grocery store. Maryland State Senator Jim Rosapep is on board.
I lived in College Park for 36 years. Having a local grocery store will please everybody in the community. That's like motherhood and apple pie. Literally, you get apple pie at the grocery store.
But not everyone is excited about the gentrification and construction. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A funeral is set to take place today for the woman killed in an Aspen Hill grocery store parking lot 10 days ago. 65-year-old Claudina Molina of Silver Spring is one of the 3 people that Eulalio Tordil is accused of killing over a 2-day period. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,535, the Nasdaq at 47,18. Sports, the Nats lose to Miami, the O's fall to Detroit. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology,
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, interloop near George Avenue. Looks like all the overnight road work and heading around that stretch into Silver Spring wrapped up for the morning. Also, outer loop at Ritchie Marlboro. They were doing some more road repairs there, but it looks like crews have left as well. So lanes open. I'm not seeing any delays. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Heading up through to the Beltway. Quiet start on 95 through Laurel. No problem on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 29 to 70. Virginia Beltway also off to a good start. Looks like all lanes open on 395, too. As you come off the Beltway, heading through Landmark, no construction there, and I'll cross the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers stay down below normal, and we'll see some rain come back into the forecast as we cool down even further as we look ahead toward Tuesday. A few clouds around this morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, especially later, 67. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower, 52. Periods of rain developing tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 36 in Woodbridge, 39 in Frederick, 45 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump says if immigration of refugees is allowed to continue, there will be another 9/11 style attack. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07. It's Monday morning. Time to get up and start making the donuts, start moving through your day. And while you're doing that, we got stuff for you this morning to keep you informed, entertained, and maybe a little outraged from time to time. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva will join us, legal analyst. At 8:05, Gerard Robinson, he's with AEI, former Virginia Secretary of Education, talk about this transgender bathroom policy. Also at 8:35, Jennifer Donnellan, reporter from ABC 7, how secure is your Fitbit and what can it tell others that you don't want them to know? It's all coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We woke up Friday morning with the news that the Obama administration was going to force every public school that receives any kind of funding from the federal government to conform to their ideas about transgender locker room and bathroom policies. Here's the bottom line. A person who was born a boy and has lived as a boy or is physically a boy, at some point during their school time in high school could just decide, you know what, I'm identifying as a girl and I want to go shower with the girls' volleyball team there and join the girls' volleyball team or get dressed in the girls' locker room for physical education class. And schools have to conform to that. And I'm guessing over the weekend, you and your friends and other cohorts of yours who are parents of children who have to deal with this issue, you've had some conversations. And I wonder how those conversations went. Is this a big deal? I mean, the media is citing polls right now showing, you know, most Americans really don't care about this issue. It doesn't affect them, and they're okay with allowing transgender access in public schools. Is that the case? Are you hearing that from your friends and other parents of children as you discuss this issue over the weekend? I'd love to hear how those conversations went and share your feelings about it. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Friday afternoon, as this story was just emerging, we spoke on Washington's Drive at 5 to the board president of the Board of Education in Frederick County. His name is Brad Young, and, well, he said that they've been doing this for a while, and it seems to be going fine. Listen to the interview, and then I want your reaction. 888-630-WMAL. This is, once again, it's Brad Young. He is the president of the Frederick County Board of Education.
Well, we've actually already been doing this practice for the past 3 years. We had determined under Title IX that the federal law requires us to do this. So we've actually been in practice where transgenders can use the bathroom in the past 3 years. And in general, what we find in most cases A lot of times they either work out with that school and sometimes use either a individual bathroom that's in the administrative area, or if they feel comfortable to go in the other one. We actually have been doing that for 3 years and have not had any issues.
And you've done it under citing Title IX, which is what the Education Department did in this letter, partly citing Title IX. And of course, Title IX, if I understand correctly, has to do with sex discrimination in the education system.
It has to do with discrimination,
right?
And it does include gender bias.
Well,
and
that's what I'm asking. And so in 1972, they passed the Title IX provisions that actually specified gender identity?
Well, what happens is always in any federal legislation, it's passed and it's left to the Department of Justice later to interpret. The same thing happens to us at the state level. The state legislature will pass a law and then leave it to the State Department of Education to interpret. And sometimes those interpretations do change over time and do widen. I believe that's what's happened in this case.
So when did it change to include gender identity? Because I searched the actual language of Title IX, couldn't find the word gender. Gender is different than sex, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I don't know when it changed there. Like I said, I know that we recognized it 3 years ago and started making provisions that folks that were transgender or that wanted to use the either restrooms, locker rooms, those things, and we made accommodations for them.
Let's talk about the locker rooms for a moment. What would a high school, a young man in high school, have to say or demonstrate to administrators to prove that he is identifying now as female to gain access to the women's locker room?
I spoke to our legal counsel a while ago and asked that question, and basically we have a level that we're able to talk to our students about. What we find in practice is in the majority of the cases they're willing to share that. It's not just a, hey, I want to use the girls' bathroom today or the guys' bathroom. They go through why, and it's been explained to the administrator. So basically, generally, it's the administrator, the student comes forth and says, I identify it as this sex or the other, and I want to use that bathroom, and they work with the school to make accommodations for that. And like I said, we found in practice it hasn't been, in the past 3 years, it hasn't been an issue. And I was actually shocked at the number of self-identified transgender students that we had. It was way more than what I would have thought it was.
What percentage of the student writ large in Frederick County, the student body, I suppose, for the entire Frederick County School Board, would you describe as transgender?
I have no idea the percentage. We have 40,000 students, and I know I talked at one high school, which was probably a high school of 1,600, 1,700, and the principal had told me that they had over 25 that had identified as transgender.
Okay, so 25 divided by 1,600, that's about 1.5% of the student body in that high school. And so, again, as you said, in practice, it doesn't seem to be a problem, but I just, to me, as a parent, I would like to know what a young man, a young high school boy, would have to say to convince administrators that he is acceptable to go shower in front of high school girls in the locker room.
Yeah, and I think you find, I don't know that kids even shower in our locker rooms anymore. I've asked that question before, and the majority of our students are just simply going in. In fact, a lot of them don't even use the locker rooms at all for the amount of PE.
I don't doubt it.
Today. Yes. And it's not because of that. It's just they haven't. The amount of PE that we have in our school system anymore has gone down so much that generally it's the more athletic students that choose to take that class because it becomes an elective, and they're not changing. They're just wearing what they have on.
Well, let me set that aside for a moment because I'm not aware of that. I thought that there was still 2 years mandated physical education at the high school level. But let's go to, you just said the more athletic ones. So what about teams? You have girls basketball. You've got girls volleyball. If a young man identifies as a woman, will they be allowed to play on the girls basketball team?
I don't believe they can. I don't know the exact answer to that. I do know that when there are a male and female sport, there's provision that, basketball has male and female, baseball, there's softball, football, actually, females can go out for the football team. And that has happened in some cases in Maryland. I don't know that it's happened in Frederick County.
Title IX offers that because there isn't a woman's football team. I get that. But I'm talking about a person who identifies as the opposite gender wanting to play on the team that they identify with. Could a 6'3", strapping young man who identifies as a woman play on the women's basketball team?
I don't believe so, but I don't know the answer to that. I would have to check and get back to you on that to make sure with our legal counsel.
Last question, real quickly, and again, our guest is Brad Young, president of the Frederick County Board of Education. Can you tell me over the last 3 years if there's been any cost involved in accommodating this change to policy?
No cost that I'm aware of. And again, I do want to also point out, because I've had this question, if you had a child that had an issue that was not transgender, our schools have also made accommodations for them. So if they say, well, there might be a transgender student in there and I'm not comfortable with that, then provisions are made that they would be able to use another bathroom where that was a private bathroom.
I see. All right. So in your mind, it's working out in Frederick County.
It hasn't been an issue here.
Oh, all right. And we were running out of time there, but I got that last point that he made is a remarkable one, and we will take your calls in a moment, but think about it. So if your daughter or son is uncomfortable with the fact that a person who is transgender is using the locker room or bathroom, they will accommodate your child who is uncomfortable with a transgender person in the bathroom by allowing them to use a private bathroom. Well, why not just let the transgender person use the private bathroom in the first place?
That's what you call being in Texas. We would say that's bass ackwards.
That is absolutely.
That's bass ackwards.
So, I'm sorry that I couldn't get into it, but as you heard, the music was coming in, and well, you know, we have to check on traffic and weather during the 5 o'clock show. So, well, listen, we want to take your calls on this now. How is this affecting the conversations you're having with your friends, and what are you going to do as a parent? What's happening with the transgender policy right now in your neighborhood? But, as mentioned, it's 515 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. We've got to do it here in the morning show as well. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Good morning. And it's tough to get going on Mondays sometimes, but when it's easy on the road, it helps. And all lanes open, Maryland, Virginia Beltway, no troubles. 66 wide open out of Gainesville, just up through to the Beltway. But no, continuing in through Falls Church and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Good on 95, 395, all northbound lanes open. Southbound, they do have the roadwork still set up in the Landmark area, but that's in the southbound direction. And it's scheduled till about 6:30. It's not causing any delays. And heading up bridges over town, over the Douglas Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 67 degrees. Tonight we'll have a slight chance of a rain shower, low of 52. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing in the morning. High of 58 degrees, but count on rain tomorrow. 90% chance of rain right now, but only a little, about a quarter to a half an inch. Right now, it's still chilly. 48 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 517.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
And we're talking about the transgender bathroom policies that the Obama administration is now inflicting upon every school across the country that sees public funding. What happened in your neighborhood? What happened on your block as you discussed this with other parents? Brian, did you hear anything from the...
It is the discussion about parents, and I think a lot of parents are very mixed about it. And I attend... My daughter attends Montgomery County Schools, and I talk to Montgomery County parents by and large, and it has come up, but I don't think there's a hard and fast feeling. I don't think it actually starts to be an issue until it actually happens in your school and a situation involving your kid. I think that's when it starts to grab people's attention. And it hasn't been widespread, and there have been these quietly negotiated cases. But now with the Obama administration sort of standing behind people who want to take up this issue, it's going to be an everyday event. It really is. I don't think people understand the impact that this move by the Obama administration is going to have on people and how it is going to start to crop up in everybody's lives.
We will fundamentally transform the United States of America. Now you see what that means. John and Thurmond here on WMAL. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I'm a first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
One of my concerns is this. I have a son in Frederick County High Schools, and my concern is this. If one of the transgender girls were to walk into the bathroom when a boy is in there, and let's say they're alone, what kind of liability does that open up if, for God's sakes, the transgender says, well, this boy touched me or something like that? how would they even defend themselves against that?
I don't know. I mean, let's think it through here. You know, let's say you want to sue the school, and the school says, well, this is the policy that was dictated to us by the federal government. So do you sue the federal government next?
Exactly my point. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that could, you know, this could potentially, the liability that it opens up and the potential that it has to ruining kids' lives, yeah. You know, it just really concerns me as a parent.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing, John. And I mean, you know, we're talking about the legal aspect and the liability aspect, but none of that, you know, who pays and who gets sued compares to the long-term, lifelong effects on whatever child this might affect. And it's a good point, John, and a sad one, sadly. But, you know, I was struck by this headline that I saw on The Hill, which is, I think, very important. And it's not like The Hill is some sort of right-wing website out there. Mm-hmm. Obama opens new culture war with transgender rights fight. This is a news article, by the way, not an opinion piece. And let's just remember that at all times, as we are constantly told by people on the left that Republicans and conservatives like these wedge issues. You know, Republicans are always bringing up wedge issues. Let's be clear here. They have started a brand new front on the culture war, mm-hmm. and they have begun it, they have started it, and they are throwing it out there for the purposes of their own political advantage, they think, by making conservatives or just anybody who thinks that maybe this isn't a great idea, make them look like some sort of bigoted Neanderthal to say, well, that's wrong, we shouldn't do that. I think they're going to lose on it, but let's just be clear, they're the ones who were picking this fight, and it's up to us to fight it. Bob in Fredericksburg, you're next up on WMAL. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys, two quick points. First of all, at 17, 18 years old, boys are thinking about nothing but sex. Sorry. And second point, I went to Europe in 1988 and thought, cool, I can shower and take a steam bath with women. And got into the steam room and we're undressing and getting ready to go in there. I know it's a little graphic, but and a woman's got right next to me and started undressing. We go in the steam room. There's a bunch of men and women in there. About 2, 3, 4 minutes later, some little 8-year-old girl walked in and said, Mommy, when are you? Dad's waiting for dinner. Come on. And I found myself covering myself up and feeling very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, now, hold on. What part of Europe were you in, Bob? I'm not aware of this. That's in Germany?
It was Baden-Baden, which means bath. So I thought everybody showers, you know, steams together and everything. Yeah, it was cool when it was adults, but children.
Well, but here's the thing, Bob. You made a decision on your own to go and be in that situation.
Yep.
In America, we can decide if we want to go to a nudist colony. That's our choice. If we want to go to a clothing optional beach somewhere, that's our choice. But this is being brought into a place where the people will not have a choice, and that's the difference.
Continuing with your calls in a minute, what happened over the weekend as the transgender policy inflicted by the Obama administration on all schools across the country hit home on your street? We'll take your calls in a moment. 522 on WMAL.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, call Ackerman. Switch your service for free. Doesn't cost a penny to switch over, and you'll immediately start saving money. Best of all, when you switch in May, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. A lot of good reasons why you'd want to consider this. It's a great service, first of all. You get reliability. You get expertise. They have 40 years' experience, and security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. They're the only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time, and you'll get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring starting at just $19.95 a month. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. You can arm or disarm your system on the go, receive video clips, or view live video of your home even when you're away. Who is that coming through your back door? You'll know. Start saving your money today. Get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 off to a good start here out of Frederick, Germantown, Rockville down to the Beltway. No problems on the Beltway through Silver Spring, Bethesda, and for that matter, the entire Beltway. Even Virginia, check out fine through Annandale, Tysons. A little bit of volume, Interstate 95 north in Stafford. And again, as you head toward the Occoquan, but we'll take it with travel lanes open. Also, heading through town, this is a good time to get going. DC 295 as you come off the Baltimore Washington Parkway and 50 heading down toward East Capitol Street. Good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds around this morning. We'll trend a little bit more cloud cover as we go through the day. So partly cloudy to start, mostly cloudy later with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
48 degrees right now. It's 526 on WMAL.
I do want to also point out, because I've had this question, if you had a child that had an issue that was not transgender, our schools have also made accommodations for them. So if they say, well, there might be a transgender student in there and I'm not comfortable with that, then provisions are made that they would be able to use another bathroom where that was a private bathroom.
That is a Frederick County Board President who spoke with us on Friday afternoon on the drive at 5. Say, yeah, we'll accommodate the kids who are uncomfortable with the transgender individual with a private bathroom. Just let the transgender individual use the private bathroom. Yeah, wouldn't that solve a lot of problems
seems
here?
Like it to me.
Robert in Spotsylvania, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Robert.
Yeah, I wanted to sit there and say the school board president, as well as the attorney general and the president of the United States, are wrong. And the reason why they're wrong is because it's not the role of the school board president or the attorney general or the executive branch in any way, shape, or form to interpret law. That is the role of the courts. The executive branch of any government, their role is to enforce the law. And so for them to come out here and say, oh, well, this is what it means today, well, then they can redefine anything at any point in time that they so choose.
I agree with you.
That's right, Robert. You're right. And but these people, Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama, they see themselves as George Wallace, they see themselves as John Kennedy and Dwight Eisenhower going after segregationists standing in the doors of schoolrooms back during Brown versus Board of Education. And it's going to be a fight, and we better be ready for it. It's 528 on WMAL. Don't forget, coming up at 8:05, the former Virginia Secretary of Education will be our guest to talk about this very same issue.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Say goodbye to thieves.
Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-8410 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-8410. 800-300-8410.
Coming up on WMAL, we've got Critter News, a fan favorite. Yep. And also, people are changing their internet habits due to major security concerns that are cropping up. We'll tell you about it. Find out if you're doing the same. That's after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump faced a weekend of questions about his past, but Republican elite insiders think that voters will let Trump be Trump, and that that's a strategy for success.
Despite a flurry of recent reports about Donald Trump's past behavior, his convention manager says GOP leadership has not asked him to tone it down.
Donald Trump was not asked by the leadership to change. And there's no reason for him to change. He's just won the primary process with a record number of votes, beating a field of 16 qualified candidates.
The RNC chairman says they'll let Trump be Trump because he's winning.
We want to win in November, and Donald Trump is someone who has been winning more votes in the primary than any Republican nominee in the history of our primaries.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Donald Trump says he may have a poor relationship with British Prime Minister David Cameron. This after Cameron criticized Trump for his call for all Muslims to be temporarily banned from entering the U.S.
It looks like we're not going to have a very good relationship. Who knows? I hope to have a good relationship with him. But it sounds like he's not willing to address the problem either.
Trump spoke to Britain's ITV network. Elevator problems that kept the Washington Monument closed all weekend will keep it closed again this morning. Crews are working on repairs, and the National Park Service says once those repairs are complete, the monument will reopen. Thousands of law enforcement officers and survivors gathered in Washington yesterday to honor fellow officers who have died in the line of duty.
The 35th annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service was held at the U.S. Capitol. This year, the names of 252 fallen officers were added to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Wall, including 137 who died in 2015.
We pay tribute to those whose concern and compassion led them to give all they had for those who needed them.
This year's National Police Week began in Washington Friday with the annual candlelight vigil on the National Mall. In Washington, I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,535, the NASDAQ at 47,18. Sports, the Nats lose, the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people, and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Take your assets and just start assigning roles, if you will, to those assets. And what you want is you want all of the actors in the play of your financial life to be at their best so your situation comes alive.
More lessons on your federal benefits with the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or online at retirementprofessorradio.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm really enjoying a great start here to the morning commute. We do have the road work set up in the southbound direction, Virginia 395, right near the landmark area. As you come out of Shirlington, stay to the left to get by, but no delay. Northbound, wide open, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now for 95, seeing a little bit of the normal delays. Yes, normal delays through Stafford. And again, as you head toward the Occoquan, 66 lanes are reported open. As for the Beltway, not only just through Annandale and Tysons, but the Virginia and Maryland Beltway runs incident-free. 270, here we come out of Frederick, some of that stop and go, heading down toward Urbana and again toward Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's on the move, cool morning. Rain doesn't get here, though, until tomorrow. Looks like we'll squeak out a dry day today. And the rain in the forecast will come in as we head through the daytime hours on Tuesday. Today's number, 67 degrees. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, with the rain around, only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Herndon, 41 in Hyattsville, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 5:37 on WMAL. We're Washington Come to Talk. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. Coming up at 7:05, Joe DiGenova will be our guest. Get the latest on the Hillary Clinton email scandal. At 8:05, Gerard Robinson, he's the former Virginia Secretary of Education. Talk about that transgender bill and what schools can do about it. And then at 8:35, Jennifer Dunnellan, she's a reporter for ABC7. Once again, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I want to ask you this question. Are you changing the way you operate on the internet? Are you making big changes because of security concerns, because you have some concern that your financial information may be at risk? Is it security, financial? Are you making changes? And I ask this question because a lot of people are. A new study has found from the National Telecommunications Information Administration has found that 3 in 10 households have stopped a lot of their internet activity and the things that they have always done in the past because they're now concerned about cyber attacks, about losing their personal information, about having their credit cards hacked. So are you making changes? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And theft ID is, the theft of your identity is the big thing that can really concern so many people. 63% of those people who participated in this survey said they are very concerned about losing their identity to someone online, and they have therefore pulled back from activities that they've been doing for some time now. I mean, internet banking, credit cards via the internet. Some people are not posting as much personal information as they once were in their Facebook accounts, etc. How have you changed your internet habits as a result of concerns concerns about security or perhaps losing your identity or having your finances put at risk. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I do think about this a lot, Larry. I worry about the fact that, I mean, here's the thing. If this doesn't scare you just a little bit, it should. You go online to research something that you'd like to purchase, right? And you decide, well, I'd like to purchase this item. And then you say, well, I'm going to think about it for a little bit. And you go about your business. The next time you log on to the internet and you start to look through, you know, some news source or some site that you want to read something on, what are the ads about? It's about that thing you just looked at. I mean, isn't that scary? Doesn't that bother you just a little bit that the internet knows and keeps record of the things that you have looked at and now is putting ads before you to sell you that very product?
The internet knows.
The internet knows a lot about you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, some will call it smart marketing, too. It all depends. And listen,
to me,
the idea of data collection in that form is not nefarious in and of itself. It's how it's used.
Right.
And that's what people are concerned about. Listen, the major concern that people have here, and this is a survey out of 45,000 households, the major concern is identity theft. 63% say that their biggest worry is identity theft. 45% said that they're worried about banking and credit card theft. All right. And then when you get down to 23%, which is still one in five, 23% said they worry about data collection by online services. But what I found interesting in this story, because the headlines are all going to be about how 45% of Americans are going to change their behavior and change certain online activities because they're concerned about privacy and security. The privacy part is a big part of it. Listen to this, and this is a very interesting part of the report, that data collection and the loss of control of personal data discourage them from conducting online banking and shopping or posting about controversial or political matters on social networks.
Hmm.
That comes from the National Telecommunication and Information Administration. And I think that's the bigger issue here.
Wow.
That people are concerned about posting quote-unquote controversial or political matters on social networks because they think that freely expressing their opinion about these matters will in some way be categorized, collected, and used against them at some point. That's a chilling thing. You have control over your credit card usage, and there's no, you know, constitutional right to use a credit card on the internet, but there's a constitutional right to express your opinion. And the moment that people start refraining from expressing their true opinions and their true feelings about a political issue online because they believe that it's being collected and could potentially be used against them, that's where we really need to focus some major attention, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
And why are they believing that? What about the society that we are living in
that makes them feel that way?
Well, or what has been telegraphed by our current leadership that suggests that? I mean, listen, when you see the Obama administration openly call for and support and defend the idea of data collection and being stored at databases at the NIA, so that they can theoretically go after terrorists. Well, what exactly are they storing, and how will they use that information? And that bothers people in a free society.
Well, and also because the other side is so intolerant that they'll come after you. I mean, this is an administration that'll go after people because they have a difference of opinion about global climate change.
Exactly.
I mean, they'll come after you.
Or they'll use the IRS against
you. That's right. So, I mean, I can understand why people would have that fear. I think that people, though, however, are being a bit more cautious about the things that they're doing, especially when it comes to financial transactions on the internet. I mean, people are being a lot more careful about that, I think, because how many times have you had? I mean, I've had to replace my credit cards because somehow they got co-opted.
Yeah, perhaps. I am actually impressed with how banks and credit card companies are so proactive about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. My credit card's been replaced as well. But have you actually had to go out of pocket and pay?
No, did I lose any money? No, I didn't.
Exactly.
But,
and that's the thing. There's the second Chase or JP Morgan or Bank of America or any of these banks, Wells Fargo, as soon as they have such an enormous security breach that you lose your money, therefore you lose trust in that banking institution, they are out of business, and that's why it behooves them, not the federal government, it behooves those banks to make sure that your funds are protected.
It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Last week, Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke to about half of the cadets who attend the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and told them that our primary mission will always be protecting our people and serving our nation's interests. He also shared four commitments that guide him and asked cadets to adapt them to their circumstances. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Time to get rid of the bags under your eyes. It's ridiculous. You look much older than you really are. And you know it, and everyone in your life knows it. Your spouse knows it, too. The bags, the puffiness under your eyes, you probably think you're stuck with it. It's genetics or something, or maybe it's the lifestyle you lead. No. Listen, try this before you completely throw up your hands. Try Genucel from Chamonix. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. It specifically targets the bags and the puffiness under the eyes, and Genucel works for men and women, by the way, and you'll get remarkable results. It'll exceed your expectations. In fact, with instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or you'll have your money back. And right now, Chamonix has extended their Mother's Day sale. It's going to be Mother's Day like all month long. It's awesome. Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely for free. And then they're also going to throw in the best-selling La Sans neck treatment for free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area. It's yours free when you try Genucel today. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry. They tell me the sale is going to be gone before you know it. So get on the phone now. Get this great deal. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Yes, she is.
I am indeed. And you know, pretty good start here to the morning commute. If you're taking the Beltway, leaving the Springfield area, heading over to the Wilson Bridge or through Annandale Tysons. Nice. It is just nice and quiet with everyone running at speed, not above speed. Virginia 95 northbound, though. You have a bit of the stop and go we've had through Stafford toward Aquia. Had the minor crash north of 610 over to the shoulder. Once you get beyond that, you get a little break through Triangle and Dumfries. Hit the slowdowns again, Dale City toward the Occoquan. 395 Beltway, to and across the 14th Street Bridge is good. It's southbound where they still have the road work set in place. That's scheduled to be there. Southbound direction, stay to the left to get by near Duke Street. No delay on Route 7. Delays are quickly forming. Have a report of a crash. Do watch if you're in the vicinity approaching Beulah Road, eastbound on 7 before Beulah for the crash. Westbound, no problems. And on 270, what I'm seeing is just some of that volume forming through Urbana and down toward 109, but all lanes on 270, good news reported open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers stay down below normal, and we'll see some rain come back into the forecast as we cool down even further as we look ahead toward Tuesday. A few clouds around this morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, especially later, 67. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower, 52. Periods of rain developing tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 48 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
It's time for Critter News here on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And I want to take you back to the year 1986. What was going on in 1986? Well, the President of the United States in 1986 was Ronald Reagan. The top movie of that year was Top Gun. Remember that movie? Mm-hmm. Hands Across America. That was 1986. All kinds of interesting things were happening in 1986. But on March 26th of 1986, Scooter was born. And Scooter is a cat. And Scooter only recently died.
And for a while, Scooter was the oldest living cat known in the world.
Wow.
30 years old, Scooter was when Scooter passed away. Which makes you wonder, when you get that little kitten, you're going to have to put up with cat crazy potentially for 30 years. Think about that, folks. That's just something you need to think about when you get that cat. Because, you know, they're going to be around for a while. Yeah. But 30 years old, and if you figure that out, Scooter would have been the equivalent of 138 years old in human years.
That's an old cat.
That's an old cat.
It's a Siamese cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Siamese cats act like really annoying old people, like when they're a year old. Have you ever had a Siamese cat?
No.
I had a Siamese cat when I was growing up, and Cleo the Siamese cat, Manx cat, didn't have a tail. And Cleo was a big pain in everybody's butt, and just constantly yelling at you, talking at you, and just complaining about everything that goes around, and just acting like a crotchety
old jerk. Yeah, they are kind of crotchety
old jerk. Yeah, I don't like Siamese cats in any way whatsoever. So I can imagine having a Siamese cat that old be such a weasel.
And this cat survived for 30 years deep in the heart of Texas.
The stars at night.
And there's something about Texas that you should know. Apparently the cats there live very long. The oldest cat ever in the history known on in recorded history was a cat that lived to be 38 years old, also from the state of Texas.
Are we seriously taking an innocuous critter news story about the longevity of cats and turning it into some sort of Texas triumphalism?
Yeah, we are.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Where you shrink it. No way. You have not lived in the state for over 30 years, and yet you were.
In fact, I left the state about the time this cat
Scooter was born. Exactly. And yet we still celebrate Texas.
Well, we got to do that.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Okay, so another critter news.
It's not like cats have natural predators there in Texas. Well, who's going to go after a cat in Texas? An armadillo? Please. How old do armadillos live,
I don't know any self-respecting Texan that would have a cat, honestly. But apparently there are some. All right, so also in Silver Spring this weekend.
Yes.
The Montgomery County Fire Department was called in for a very serious animal matter. Apparently a duckling had fallen into a drain, and they rescued it. The duckling is doing well.
Why did they rescue the duckling?
Because that's what they do.
What ducks swim?
It's like cat
in
a
tree. What's the problem with
duckling in a
cat on a hot tin roof, for that matter. Also, in other critter news, the Preakness is this weekend. Horses are critters, too. So are some of those jockeys, actually. You ever talk to a jockey? They're critters. It's 5:51. Time to check in with Rush Limbaugh. No critter he.
A couple of weeks after the New York Times was hit with a lawsuit for age and race discrimination, they're making more news. And here it is fit to print. There is widespread pay discrimination at the so-called paper of record. The Politico reports on a new study released by the News Guild of New York. That's the union that represents people who work there. And guess what? White men at the paper are paid better than women and minorities. Among the New York Times employees, minorities make an average of 10% less than white guys. Women make an average of 7% less than the white guys. And older women are hardest hit. Women who've been with the company for 20 years make an average 11% less than the guys. Women who've been at the Times less than 6 years have a mere 2-4% pay gap with men. Apparently, not only is beauty in the eye of the beholder at the New York Times, so are wages. Now, the Times doesn't only hammer the little women. Big wig women get the big diss. When the company fired Jill Abramson, their first and only female exec editor, she revealed that she'd been paid considerably less than the male editor she replaced. Now, since the New York Times loves big government so much, I expect they'll be calling for federal intervention, maybe an investigation, to force themselves to treat minorities and women fairly. Any day now. We will be waiting for it.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade Family Protection plans are less than $4 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurion total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Hey, are you getting close to retirement? Have you wondered how you're going to grow your savings given the low interest rates that we now are facing? Well, listen, Larry Spoth, my friend over at Retirement Protection Solutions, can help you out. They are producing new tools and strategies that will show you how you can get the highest rates of return that we've seen in some time. And without the risk of putting your money in the stock market. You need to find out more about this. I mean, this is interesting stuff if you're looking for a low risk, although there's always some risk, but a low risk way to invest your money without putting it in the stock market. Here's the number, 800-611-1952. Or log on to testyourinvestment.com. Once again, the number is 800-611-1952. Or visit testyourinvestment.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Retirement Protection Solutions and RWA are not affiliated. By contacting us, you may be providing information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Witten's right there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. And I was talking about those delays quickly forming on Route 7 after the Colvin Run Road area, and how the delays suddenly stopped. That's why we have a crash, overturned vehicle involved. Police tell me they've stopped all traffic, and I'm not seeing anybody moving. So if you're coming eastbound, and you normally have to head up toward Beulah if your destination is the toll road, your last time to bail for right now is Barron Cameron. So that's your last option. You can take Barron Cameron and get towards your destination on Wheely Avenue, Hunter Mill Road, down toward the toll road. Westbound Route 7, as you pass Beulah, the westbound lanes are getting by. 395, you're getting by just fine northbound off the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, north on Interstate 95 in Aquia, north of 610. The crash was along the left side. They were trying to get that confined to the left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers stay down below normal, and we'll see some rain come back into the forecast as we cool down even further as we look ahead toward Tuesday. A few clouds around this morning, partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, especially later, 67. Cloudy tonight, slight chance of a shower, 52. Periods of rain developing tomorrow, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAF.
Right now, 48 degrees at 5:56.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. The New York Mets.
And there it goes.
What does it take to win a pennant?
That is a nasty fastball.
Daniel Murphy.
Daniel Murphy, first as a net.
Ask their playoff MVP, who now bats for the Nats. The runners-up versus the homecoming king. Catch everything. Nationals-Mets. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by the University of Maryland University College. The first Armed Forces Day was celebrated on Saturday, May 20th, 1950. The theme for that day was Teamed for Defense, which expressed the unification of all military forces under one government department. According to the U.S. Department of Defense, the day was designed to expand public understanding of what type of job was performed and the role of the military in civilian life. Armed Forces Day is this Saturday, May 21st, and is part of Armed Forces Week.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprali at the Cascades Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascades Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascades Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with Sedation Dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
The New York Times had a story this weekend about how Donald Trump treats women, and Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican Party, says people don't care about that. Do you? We'll take your calls.
Also, you know that Facebook is being accused of censoring the news that you see on your trending feed there, keeping conservatives out of the trends. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, the man who started Facebook and runs it, he's meeting with conservative leaders today. We'll talk about whether it'll make a difference.
W.